WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us today on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. The International Home and Houseware Show is on the way to Chicago, March 2nd through the 5th at McCormick Place. Joining us this morning is John Jesse, the Vice President of Industry Development at the International Housewares Association. John, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is exciting, I think, for anybody who has a home, really, but for people who have been watching not only smart homes develop, but all kinds of other gadgets and gizmos for the home. This is the this is Christmas, New Year's, and the Super Bowl all rolled into one, isn't it?
It definitely is for the industry. You know, the show itself is operated by the International Home and Housewares Association, and our primary goal is to put on the show, and it takes years sometimes to plan an event such as this, but certainly annually it is a focus of the industry, and it is our premier event.
This is a trade show for, 60,000 buyers. They come from all over the world, and the impact, the economic impact to the city, we can't let that go either.
Yes, it is a quite a dramatic impact to the city of Chicago. And although you had mentioned, thank you, that the dates of the event are the 2nd through the 5th, it takes a lot of planning and pre-planning, and the event brings people in usually over a three-week period in terms of preparation for the show, setup for the show, and certainly takedown and beyond. So, yeah, it has about a $77 million projected impact to the city, which is pretty dramatic, between not only the show, McCormick Place itself, but obviously the restaurant industry, the hotel industry. It is relatively significant. It's actually the largest trade show, in fact, at McCormick Place throughout the year.
John, I hate to ask this question because I know it's probably a tough one to answer, but what's going to be the hot thing or things this year, if you had to predict?
Yeah, it is a little bit tough. We do get a chance. I'm going to head there today. Our show actually starts on Saturday, as you mentioned. And we'll get a little bit of a preview as the exhibitors are beginning to set up for the event. But we won't see the actual product until the show opens on Saturday. But we can see certain trends. We work with our exhibitors. We see other trade shows. But this particular show, the exhibitors use to really launch a lot of their products. So we will see a lot of newness. Some of the trends that we have seen coming along are certainly smart technologies, as technology in general, and certainly smart technology for the home continues to evolve. We'll see a lot of that. There are over 100 exhibitors that will be exhibiting smart product. We do specifically have a smart home pavilion. This will be the second year for that, where we bring a lot of new technology companies to the show for our attendees. A couple other areas that really are getting a lot of focus are just health and wellness and fitness. I think as we all tend to age and we want to stay younger, there's a lot of product that is developed around trying to stay young, fit, lead a healthier lifestyle, and that can range anywhere from cookware-related products to fitness-related products. Certainly, if you've been watching some of the home and housewares categories, things like air fryers, instant pots, it really is becoming a very trendy area. One other area that we've seen a lot of focus on that we believe there'll be a lot of newness is in the whole craft beverage area. You'll see it certainly in craft beers with IPAs and a lot of the local breweries. We build a lot of accessories around the industry that focus on that category, craft cocktails, et cetera, even including craft water, different types of flavored water. And that also feeds into that whole health and wellness type of trend. So bottom line is this show really is a focus for new and innovative and launching new products that consumers will see later on this year and into next. And there will be a lot of different trends, like I mentioned, in addition to, you know, color and design.
You know, you mentioned some of the newer things. Talk to us a little bit about the staples of our homes and kitchens. Some of the devices, whether it be the mixer in the kitchen or the blender or something like that, or the toaster, do these things get improved upon every year? And is that sort of the gold, the pot of gold here for a designer is to find and take that one of those items to the next level?
Yeah. Without question, it is. I mean, a lot of the core housewares products have been around for a long time, but you know, between technology, design, innovation, I'm amazed. I've been involved in the industry for 35 years. This is actually my 31st houseware show because I had been in retail for 30 years prior to coming over to IHA. But it's amazing how these core staple products continue to have innovation, color, design, fashion, and it really prompts a lot of consumers. You may not think you need something new. Your blender may still work, but all of a sudden there's that next new innovation, that next new color, that next new design. It really is interesting how that continues to evolve. One thing I do have to mention, though, you brought up the word toaster. It's kind of interesting because I see this every year. You see innovative new toasters all the time, but the one thing you'll never see is something that makes it quicker. That's the one thing, you know, toast, it only takes a certain amount of time to make toast all the time. And in my years in this, I've never seen innovation that's made it finish toast any quicker.
Yeah, that's very funny. You know, one of the other great things about the show is that there are all kinds of informational sessions as well. And I know there's been a lot of focus this year about digital shopping. The digital experience also inside of stores. Talk to us a little bit about some of these sessions and what they'll cover this year, because that's a big part of the show too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to focus. Obviously, we try to bring buyers and sellers together, and that's the primary focus of the show. But we do try to offer a lot of other added value type programs, specifically around education. And that education focuses not only on the retail community that attends the show, but it's for exhibitors in our trade industry as well, the industry affiliates that support our industry. There are multiple different types of education sessions, anywhere from we have a cooking theater where we have a lot of celebrity chefs come in because that's part of education. We talked about smart home earlier. There's a whole smart home stage that talks about where technology is going. We have an inventors area that we focus around inventors education, and that's within a certain area of the show that has 60 inventors there. But primarily our biggest focus is innovation theater, which is ongoing education, and our keynotes. And some of our keynotes really focus around innovation and trend and what's happening as much as we can at retail. We do have the top 200 retailers in the country that come to the show. They definitely are on the forefront of innovation and know what's going on in retail. But a lot of our attendees on the retail side, and this is an international show, come from around the world, 130 countries as well as the U.S. A lot of those are smaller independent retailers, and they need that education to understand, you know, where is that next step at retail? What is happening in consumer trends? What's happening in retail in general to ensure that they're evolving their businesses? So we believe it's our focus not only to bring buyers and sellers together, but to provide that education for the entire retail audience.
There's also a little bit of evolution happening with the show itself. I know next year it's going to have a new name. We know it as the International Home and Houseware Show, but it's going to have a different name next year.
Yeah, and that is true. Thank you for bringing that up. We have traditionally rebranded the show under the International Home and Houseware Show every 4 years to add really a new brand. But we think that the show in the industry has evolved between not only the manufacturers, but the retailers, and now the consumer. You know, with digital and direct to retail and direct to consumer, we've changed the name of the show to the Inspired Home Show. The Inspired Home Show is our consumer platform that was built on behalf of our members to reach directly to the consumer and to educate them and have them understand what our products and industry is. And we believe that that's a base and now a platform to build the show around. So it's really a way to get to the end consumer, as well as evolve the name of the show under the Inspired Home Show to know what encompasses not only housewares, but home as well in total.
Well, John, we wish you and everybody at the Housewares all the best. Have a good show this year, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
John Jesse is Vice President of Industry Development at the International Housewares Association. Again, the International Home and Houseware Show, March 2nd through the 5th. At McCormick Place in Chicago.